No, it's me. I was drinking coffee.
Oh.
And so I couldn't speak. And then I was watching this, you know, on TV when they have about all the black comedians, and I saw a really nice picture of Mons Mabley.
Mm-hmm.
Before she, but you know, they're talking how, you know, Richard Pryor was the only black comedian that could say things about white people and live. Well, what these people don't realize is that a lot of the white people approved his copy before he used it.
Why, hell yeah.
And a lot of white people were writing his copy before he used it. So he's not anything special.
No. Anyhow, let me get a date on this. This is the...
Oh, I'm so sorry.
9th of January, 6:47 p.m.
Hello. My name is Jeff, and I have a ton of free weight loss and fat for...
What the hell that was? Something on my computer.
Oh, okay.
Came in the speaker system.
Huh?
But I'm looking at email.
Very interesting about the Rothschilds.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Now, I know that there's a lot of Jews that come over here and change their name, you know, to something simple like Smith and Martin and Davids and what
mm-hmm.
have you. But this is interesting.
Well, the Cac Jew is a Khazar, is about the size of it. Not all, but most.
Yeah.
And while that doesn't fit very well in the anti-Semite rack, you know.
Yes.
We don't pay much attention to that. But that sure puts it in a very clear perspective, doesn't it?
It sure does. And when also in that article they mentioned the Oppenheimers. Now I wonder if they should be part of our brigade as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to get them all. But see, we're going after the Khazars themselves. That way we can't miss them.
Oh, okay. That's good. Oh, gee.
I mean, then he can call himself Little Black Sambo if he wants to. But a Khazar is still a Khazar, the son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. That was something else.
Erickson.
Who?
Eric. Who's all in?
Just the three of us, and I still... this Dave Schipple?
No, this is Eric.
Huh?
Eric.
Eric, oh. Eric, you're distorted for some reason. I can barely understand you.
Can we call back?
No, unless you got a microphone problem or something there. You got a real good live hot signal, so let's keep it while we've got it. I wouldn't trust.
Is it any better now?
A little bit. Of course, it could be mine, too.
Well, evidently, this shooter was a liberal, a pothead liberal. So they can't.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I don't like Palin, they can't spin that one.
Actually, Eric, I don't even believe that. I think they're making up stories about the shooter.
That's what I think.
They're putting in there what they want you to know.
Yeah. Yeah, if they're not telling you any goddamn thing that's the truth, you can bet on that. We've only proven that how many times?
Oh, yeah.
Lost count. I guess we could just say every goddamn time.
Yep. you can't believe the bastards at all.
No, you can't.
Not at all. Hello.
Ow. Shiloh, man. Ow. Ow, what that hurt.
Are you okay?
I bumped my knee into something.
You did what?
I bumped my knee. That hurt.
Oh, did you? What did you bump it on?
On the bar of the futon.
Oh my gosh, is the futon okay? You didn't crack it, did you?
It's metal.
That was... Hello.
Fuck, Ernie here. I wasn't anything off the internet.
Shiloh, that was a joke.
Giant in.
Having problems.
Oh, I imagine we're going to have an overload tonight of uninvited guests, but that's all right. We'll take care of them.
Okay.
Not like that saying, we'll take care of them.
Oh, yes. All in good time.
I have a question since we're just sort of... Does anybody know about septic tanks? Are they any good? Are they okay to have?
Yeah, if they're built together properly, why? What?
I was just curious.
Yeah, they are fine. As a matter of fact, if you build them on three layers instead of the two like most designs are, the water is damn near drinkable when it comes out of them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. And if you... The first one, of course, is a big sediment tank. That's why it's the biggest. Hello?
Bark. Get in.
And if you run yeast in it, ordinary baker's yeast is what we found was the best. It will take the second one, the second side of it, will never fill up. And then if you...
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And then if you take its overflow and hold it one more bit, it gives it time to digest everything that's bad in it.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh.
If you build a cripple header instead of a double header, the water can go right into the rivers and what have you with no problem at all.
Well, I'll be darned.
But they have to be made correctly. Now, out here in a desert where you don't have quick access to a river, then you put a leach bed out. But if you make it a third one and then put the leach bed on the third one, so that when the water comes out of it, it goes out into what amounts to a leach bed, then it doesn't ruin the water aquifers.
Oh, okay.
But about 99 out of the next number up here in New Mexico are one and two chamber, and that's why they screwed up the groundwater and everything else.
Oh, I see.
I saw one, and had I not seen it, I wouldn't have believed it. It was up in Burton Valley. which is fed into Annabelle Creek. And the old Burton home place up there was one of the richer places at one time. And they had inside plumbing when, for miles around, outhouses were the norm. And they had a triple that they had put in, pretty damn good size. And in one of their springs, one of about four springs on the property where they got water, had a mine break come through to the damn thing, and it started leaking sulfur water, red sulfur. And they channeled the goddamn thing when they found out it had ruined that spring from the mine break that was on the right-hand side of the mountain. They went out and just put in a regular pipeline, a regular water sewer line, about 4 inch in diameter, which was more than big enough. And they took it and run it over into extra water into the tank one of the main sediment tank of this damn thing, the big cistern that they or out of the cistern rather, keep it, because the cistern was up the hill a ways, into that damn thing, and covered it up, and it had been there for hell only knows how many years, but you never saw or tested sulfur in the water when they would test Annabelle Creek.
Huh.
So it digested even that sulfur runoff, and that sulfur runoff was bright red.
I'll be darned.
I remember when the entire West Fork River, which is West Fork of the Greenbrier, ran as red as that sulfur water was. Of course, they've cleaned it up a lot now and stopped a lot of those mines from running raw sulfur out. Most of them were abandoned. And the water is green now instead of red like it used to be when I was a kid. And, of course, it's hometown territory. The West Fork joins the Taggart Valley at Fairmont and forms the Monongahela that runs north to Pittsburgh to meet the Allegheny that makes the Ohio River.
Oh, interesting. Thank you. Thank you.
But yes, if they're put together properly, they're very good. Very efficient. But you've got to put yeast in them every couple of years.
Oh, just a couple of years?
Yeah, every couple of 3, 4, 5 years. Hello.
Oh.
Hi, it's Coco.
And how are things in Oklahoma, my darling?
Oh, hey, there, it just started snowing a little bit.
We got 7 of us in so far.
Good.
Wonder where Dave and Rosie are. Rosie was going to be in tonight, wasn't she, honey? Kitty?
Yes, she sure was. She was, I reminded her that it was an hour early. And she said, oh, good, okay. So hopefully she remembers that.
We may have to remind her again.
Well, I can hang up and give her a call.
Oh. Somebody's rattling something.
Oh, that might have been me.
Sparkle out in the hall. I've tried to shut the door.
Yeah, I'm going to mute.
All that. The puppies are restless because we had rain and snow today. Nobody got their outside time, and now they just want to rustle and tussle under my feet. And I tried to lock them out, but you know how that goes.
Yeah, you can forget that.
Yeah.
It's snowing in Dallas?
Yeah. See, she's out in the hall moaning. Come on, Sparkle. Come on. Mommy's open the door.
Did someone come in the middle of that? Someone came in. Maybe they just want to stay quiet.
It might have been me, sir, just going on mute.
Ah, could have been, honey.
Okay, I'm going to go back on mute again. Okay.
Okay. Hey, Lou.
Rosie.
Oh, there you are.
Here I is.
Yep, we've been waiting for you. I wonder if Dave Schippel has got the hour early syndrome, because he's normally in on these things. Shylon, can you flash Dave and get him aboard?
Yeah, Diane, go ahead and hang up for right now.
Excuse me?
Go ahead and hang up so I can call Dave.
Oh, okay.
Now, it's Brian.
Hello.
How long? Yeah. Schippel here.
Ah!
Dave here, too.
We just had someone hang up to call you.
We had trouble with the damn phone. It wouldn't work.
Yeah. Nothing unusual there.
Yes.
Jesse's here. Going up mute.
Pardon me?
Jesse just checked in. But I had Shylon to hang up to try to get your number up. Now I've got to wait for her to get back. Her and Diane are on the same line.
That's crazy. Everybody else in, sir?
Gerald isn't. I haven't heard from Denny yet, one way or another.
Eric in?
Huh?
Is Eric in?
Yes. And I think Bob is still trying to recover. They may have hospitalized him. I hope not. But if he needs it, I hope so, you know. Oh, he's been down with breathing problems for a while.
Bob also has fibromyalgia, so there's no getting over that. The best he can do is manage it.
Yeah. I don't know whether Pete's going to be in tonight or not.
I'm going to go on mute, sir.
All right. Come on, Shylon.
I'm here.
Oh, you're back?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Dave just checked in.
I had heard, and I just was back.
Oh, okay. Well, looks like we've got everybody that we're going to get, along with our uninvited guests. So tonight we have a council of war, for the hell of it. The idea, of course, is to make sure that everybody has the same understanding so they know what the hell we're doing and why. So we can keep off of this deviation jackass here and dilly yonder nonsense. For those of you that have been living in a broom closet, this false flag yesterday in Arizona is at the top of everybody's political list. And the manipulation factor is immense across that thing. It's really hilarious to watch how many times they've jackassed. Kitty and I were watching, and Rosalind this morning were watching Fox News, and they brought up this picture of this suspect, of course. And what they had done is photoshopped his image into a still, and you could see the halo around it. Well, it wasn't on the air then for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. And about, 45 minutes ago, I happened to see them run it again, and someone finally got in and made that fine line halo smaller. But then now they've exonerated him. He was just a cab driver that drove this guy over to the store there. Once we'd blown the whistle on it, they always catch up a few minutes later, it seems like. So, first thing, and I know we got it out a little bit late, but thanks to Major Kilpatrick, we got a link on the Rothschilds that is a real hair curler. And to make it easier for those of you that have read the AED, we talk about Khazars among the Jews. Well, that's who these people are. They are the Khazars. They're not Jews at all. But a Jew will mix with anything for the sake of a penny. Hello? Who was that blinked in or out? Sounded like somebody got disconnected or blinked out on their own. We must have stung one of the listeners. So, the name of the game is that we have to shift our battle plan now to do a couple of things. One, keep the Tea Party from being so goddamn stupid with their praise Jesus. Second thing, to look at the financial situation of the planet. We can't do just U.S. money. We've got to look at what's happening across all the economies on the planet. Well, most of those economies on the planet are run and operated under the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds even run the Bilderbergers because they control the money. And we need everybody's input on that. We'll get more clarification on it and more details before the evening is over. Next thing that we have to know is that these people are absolutely ruthless. This false flag yesterday was one that just got away from them. The guy they had implanted, the victim, Walton, or whatever they call his name, was loose. They didn't know where the hell he was at. They had police and backup out looking for him, so that when the shooting happened, the dispatcher got the call 1 minute after, according to the clock. And when she called for the response officers, they were on the scene. 1 minute. So that was the first leak that this thing was, you know, all bullshit to start with. But it's a false flag that got away from them. And we have to pay attention to such things and not get off on half-cocked scenarios about them. These things are by design, even when they go out of hand. So that is the nature of the beast. For comment, we're going to start from the bottom up. We will get a timer on you so that we can get this thing done without raving on and on and on and on and on. And have the junior people starting the game to give us their 2 cents worth. Regardless of what you think, there are no idiot points of view in this thing, simply because we all need to be able to operate under the terms that are handed to us. Okay? So we're going to run it a little bit, rule by gavel. When somebody has had their time up, I'll push a button like this so that you will know to finish up in a sentence or two. We're not going to run it hardcore, but I don't want any arguments among people. I want everybody to put their 2 cents in, and everybody pay attention to what those 2 cents are, because they're worth something. At least 2 cents. Okay, I think bottom on the totem pole is the least of us here, is Ernie and Jesse, and Dave too, little Dave. So we can flip a coin on that. Jesse, being the politician, will hold her for a minute. Little Dave, have you got a comment or something, a question to ask or something to put on the floor? We'll give you 3 minutes, starting Mark.
Sir Rudy, I don't have no questions.
Okay.
But I was just wondering about, you know, what happened. The 6 people that were killed, what are we going to do about that? That fucking Democrat that's still laying there.
Well, there's a couple of things. One is that we know that was a false flag, but that's not the only one on our table. Anyone that thinks that that CAC Jew was anything but a distortionist, as we call them, and we'll explain that term before the evening's over, is crazy. She was a distortionist, but they just had a psychopath running loose that happened to take her down. And now they're trying to blame Tea Party and everything else. We're not going to let them get away with that. They are not walking free. And especially over that child being killed. That's an inexcusable. We're a Kurian.
That is true.
We are
very true.
Right. We are a Kurians, and we are going to handle that. That is not going to go unattended. Was that your question?
Yes, sir. That was my question.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Ernie, you're next.
Okay, I don't really have a question, but I was following the news events, and I know how they can be really distorted.
Yeah.
So I don't really have a question.
Okay. Or a comment about it, something you want to put in for where we should go next?
I do agree with the, I'm looking at the world economy rather than looking at the individual nation economy.
Mm-hmm.
The overall aspect, yes. That was all.
Okay. Anything else you want to add?
No, not at this time, General.
Okay. Jesse, you're up, honey. Jesse? I wonder if she was the one that got disconnected.
Maybe that's the one that bowed out.
Okay. Coming up the ranks, Coco, you have the floor, honey. You have 3 minutes.
Is there some way to package the media some type of way in which they can be woven together and thrown out to not be so thick in their deception, deceiving the people? That would be fantastic if there's something we can do, as well as if there's something we can do concerning the mindset of how we how the people receive information, whether they become sharper and clearer in mind and receiving. Just food for thought. I was just looking at, and that's basically all I can think of at this moment in time.
Well, you're right about the media. It is too much of a click, what have you, but we know who owns it and who manipulates it, and we're going to be in their ass. That we are. We just haven't decided quite yet where. We've got one going already that's very effective for everybody to keep a handle on, and that is the invocation that they only accept the truth. Now, we may have to refine it a little bit so that you know the truth when you hear it, and you know the bullshit when you hear it, and get that across the planet so that these guys, when they try to lie, are caught up front, that you cannot lie to a cognizant mind. We'll have to do that one, so that's a good point. Okay. Patrick, let's start with you. We're into the Brigadiers.
Okay, Mike, wondering, is there any way that we can absolutely put a wall or put a stop to the voice of the media and the government and what have you, so they really cannot speak a lie? They have to speak the truth.
Well, I don't know that we can make them tell the truth or stop their collusions. You know, I was tried in the newspapers long before I ever went to trial, and that's what they're doing now with Manning, that kid from WikiLeaks. They're trying him in the papers, just like they did Oswald. They had him up a few days before, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Here's this crackpot bit when he was the only member of the Fair Play for Cuba committee, you know. So they're doing that. They're still doing that. But I think our best weapon against that, and everybody correct me if you got a different opinion, I want to hear it, is to stay with the truth and knowing the truth, just like Coco said right now. I think that is our best point on it, rather than try to make these people stop lying. That's like trying to make Lucifer stop smelling of sulfur.
No, I agree with that. However, with this CACTU programming and whatever is said about something, it doesn't matter what it is, people believe it. They don't read. They don't know how to read between the lines.
Yeah, we've
and
got the.
I do believe we have to teach that.
Yeah, we have got to take Coco's advice on that and yours. That's an endorsement to make sure. And you're right of bringing up the point. We can't make them stop lying, but we damn sure want to make them know that we know they are lying, and maybe then they'll stop.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, Kitty, you're up next, honey.
Okay, well, I've got a mouthful, as usual.
Go for it.
All right. As far as a proposed strategy for what's next, I'm the third voice that says I would continue with the Seven Swords, changing out some of the names of the damned, maybe getting a little more specific. Here and there every now and then, and hammer the truth harder with more direct binding and loosening around it, like loosen the truth, loosen their secrets to be known, bind their ability to keep a secret or to use that kind of coercion. I mean, just like rubber bands shooting off a ball from out of your fingers trying to hurt the cat. Not possible. And I was meaning in as demand for the truth, recognition of the truth, and then receiving it, receipt of it. And then I also have, since we have taken control of everything, I'm for delineating several different lists of occurring demands as they fit together. Like a list of demands from the Nephilim, and then a list of demands from Congress and all government, a list of demands from the people of this nation, which would include businesses, citizens, illegals, anybody that's not government, basically, and then a list of demands from the international community, and then a list of demands from national and global commerce, and that's six lists with the rotation of the Seven Swords in there included, which is the number of days in our work week. I'd also like to see a nightly review of one quote or a point of teaching from the AED or out of one of your audiences that would be relevant to set or at least suggest a mind frame, and then follow that by one small exercise or study in power building as a group. Let's say, for example, if we're hitting the Nephilim list of demands tonight, then pick a line out of one of your audiences that refers to the Nephilim, and then let's raise a hell ball, call up two or three Nephilim that we know their names, throw them in it, and then you know, send it off to the deepest depths. And, you know, everyone get another feel and just absolutely know what those folks feel like and when they're interfering. Let's put a stop to their damn interference. And then that way calling up hell is becoming as old familiar as a body of light up and down the plane. Or for another example of a quick study, call up Raphael to deliver some air to everybody, show us something we don't already know, and then give everybody 60 seconds to describe their experience around the horn like what we're doing tonight. You know, that way we get a chance of studying a little bit. Everybody gets the benefit of everybody else's study, and we all get a handle on making that a good habit and discipline.
Good point.
Those would be my suggestions.
Okay. Eric, I think you're up next.
Hey, I'm with Coco and Patrice, and Kitty kind of touched on with the media. I had a thought that came to me immediately, and that was maybe invocating the actual listeners of the broadcast to have powers of discernment of the truth and to gravitate towards the truth. We know that going in the door, they're very well funded and programmed as far as the broadcasters are concerned, but if we can do some type of invocation on the listeners to discern the truth, to question the lies, that's the only thing that I would suggest on that one. And the only other thing, there's two other things I wanted to bring up. One of them, I was going to get some more information on Soros for tonight's War Council, and I spoke with General Farrell today, and waste management kept coming up. And whenever I did flybys, I would see waste management as being a very strong arm of his. So I don't. You know, we talked about it a little bit today. I'm still a little bit unsure how to attack that, but anybody's input would be greatly appreciated. And the last thing that I wanted to bring up was, back November 8th of 2010, we had an incident where a missile was shot off of the coast of Los Angeles by a Chinese sub. It just so happened to happen at a time where Obama was over on the Eastern Hemisphere, doing some type of meeting, and we were also doing war games in the China Sea, which it looked like they were flexing their muscles off of our coast. What they did was what they shot up was an EMT device, which I don't know if you guys remember, but on the same day we had a cruise ship that lost all control, and it was basically floating around the ocean without any electronics whatsoever due to that missile. And it took us 11 days to get an aircraft carrier out to that boat to help it. And I think that the Chinese have successfully tested our defense systems, knowing that our shields are down. And they just shot another one here like 3 or 4 days ago. So I just wanted to bring those points up, and any input would be appreciated.
Well, I think you're absolutely right there. We cannot, in everything that we do, concentrate solely on the cash register when our nation is at stake and being sold out from the inside. Now, being a trained intelligence officer, I can tell you on damn good authority that Chinese ship was spotted by somebody before it ever got that close. But somebody sat on it. When the Chinese fired that missile, we all knew that that was a bunch of shit too, but we didn't have all the details on it. So we have to include the United States National Defense in this thing somewhere, somehow. That'll come out when we start putting the invocations together. Good point. Very good point. And in case you're wondering, Waste Management has about five different names, I think, that it operates under around the nation. But when you start running out, see who owns these franchises, you keep coming back to George Soros, who is nothing but the chief, or commander, I should say, the chief paper shuffler, to launder the money. That's what Waste Management does. It's a money laundering thing as much as it is a supposed necessary sanitation move. Don't let them kid you. That's a good job, Eric. Real good. Damn good discovery. Diane?
Okay. I didn't know that about Waste Management. You know, we deal with them at Flinco.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good information. As much as we don't like the people's media, I'm going to call it Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, YouTube, it is a way, a damnable way, but a way for people to connect. And, you know, I know that some of the stuff gets out about, you know, conspiracy gets on that media. What happened with this situation, though, you know, this kid this had a YouTube account and a Facebook account, and you know what they're setting up is that anybody goes blasting off or saying something they think is incoherent is going to be a nut, and that gives them the right, or the government the right, to go and search and seize. So I mean, just on that basic level, this is kind of scary. And I agree with Kitty. We need to do some binding. We need to bind the enemy from being able to orchestrate deception. And however we put it. But that was what came to my mind when this happened. Thank you.
Good point. Very good point. Rosie, you're next here.
Well, what came to my mind, the first thing is, going back to the situation, exactly why did they set this situation up? And it's a couple of reasons to me that they set it up. And the one foremost in my mind is every time they set up a situation like that, we lose another right.
Mm-hmm.
They are taking our rights one by one. They're setting up these situations. And then, and the thing that is most... The right that they're trying to take away that's the most scary is the gun control laws. And every time they have a psychopath shoot somebody, they get everybody to screaming, control the guns, control the guns. And that is the worst thing that they can do, and that's probably the scariest thing, because once they get all the guns, as you always said, you get all the guns confiscated, then nobody has guns but the policemen and the Gestapo and all those people. So my suggestion is that we do something about the Constitution, the rights being eaten away at one at a time, and the gun control that's going to come out of this. Because, I mean, as soon as we find out why they set it up, you see what they did, then we can see why they set it up, and then you see who benefits from it. And it's just like 9/11. You set up a problem, and you offer yourself as a solution to the problem. And they're setting us up each time. So that's what I think we really should address is our constitutional rights and gun control getting eased in with all this people running and being scared. Oh no, the terrorists are coming. And that's
my thought. Yeah. Well, the Most High told us: step one, gun control; step two, slavery.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you're talking about, and you're absolutely right. The gun control is not about a crime preventative. It's about disarming a population so we can't resist tyrannical government, and it has nothing to do with crime, except the ones being perpetrated against us. Okay, General Schiple, you are up.
Yes, sir. The last week or the week before we did this about Kitty did a talk, or we all followed it, on bringing things down and some bringing things up. The money situation throughout the world, if we bring that down, don't we have to bring down all the metals, sir?
No.
The prices?
No.
No?
No. We have to make the values and what have you go the way we want them. But we won't bring the metal itself down unless we put the value through the roof so that the people that are dependent on that and have been, with no choice of their own, manipulated and to have to entrust their money to it, do not get gutted and bankrupted to a handful of Jews. That's what we got to stop about it. But yes, you're right. We do have to consider that. But we won't be bringing the metals down, so forth.
Okay. One other thing is that somehow we need to get closer together and work more together and stop the pussy tangents and get really in tune, because we don't know what's going to happen when it happens, and I want to keep us together and not fall apart.
Well, your point is well taken, and you sound like a Bobby Farrell broken record. Is that your comment for this evening, son, or you're done?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Marshal Buttiger, you are up.
Well, I can't think of much of anything so far that we haven't already touched upon. Were I to recommend and suggest one thing is a review of Holy Law.
Yes. If those of you that will, boy, we're getting graphic tonight, aren't we? If those of you that will write your own copy of Holy Law. You can't type it. You got to write it by hand. Bad, good, errors are indifferent. Get it down. And there's a reason behind it. And it's called, once you have written it, you know, as in K-N-O-W, what the hell is in it. And once you get that done, everything else seems to work a hell of a lot better, because you have a real handle on what Holy Law is. We have people saying the occurrences are for Holy Law, but they haven't a clue what Holy Law is. They've never read it. They don't know. Well, some of our Akurians are in exactly the same boat. I tell them where it's at. It's, oh, well, it's all in the Bible. Yeah, right. But the Ten Commandments are in the Bible, too. And 90% of the people who go to church can't recite them. So, we have to do that. Yes, Holy Law is where we have to base our things. And whatever we do with this agenda from tonight forward has got to be on the terms that are in Holy Law and spelled out, because that's what we're trying to restore to the planet. So it would be a good idea if we knew what in the hell that was, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So, Marshal Buttiger, you are absolutely accurate. Now, how we have to get about it is going to take some doing. The easiest way, the simplest way, is for everybody just to jump into the first five books of the Bible and write them out. And when you get into the thing and read the first five books, you'll have the history about them, where the hell they came from, and everything else. And while these people are trying to divert and do all their bullshit about 2012, you'll find out in the process of this thing that both the Hebrew calendar and the Mayan calendar started on exactly the same day, August the 13th, 3114 B.C. Now, there's a small problem with that. One was here in the Americas, and the other one was started in the Middle East. At that time, supposedly, depending on which bunch of liars you ask, pre-Moses. The calendar was already being handled. And when you start reading the first five books of the Bible to get your holy law down, you're going to find that the flood of Noah is said that it happened on specific days of very specific months. In such month and on such day of the month. Pre-Noah? I'm afraid that just predates the living hell out of Moses now, doesn't it? So there was already a calendar in operation beforehand. And that's where the so-called four or five eras before this one that's coming to an end happens. But you will all be glad to know one thing about December the 21st, 2012. The Nephilim get called up to give an accounting. It's a little bit like the Monday morning meeting at any factory. You have a Monday morning meeting to find out one thing. How many parts you've got on hand, how many parts you need, how many pieces you made, what you intend to do this week and everything, so that you've got an idea what in the hell is going on in the plant. You got 10,000 parts and you're using 10 a week, you still need to know, because every week you're going to be 10 less. And when you get down to the last 10 and you don't have any, that week you can't produce because you're out of those parts. So it's not a judgment. It's an accounting. And all the Nephilim have got to give account. Now we know a little bit more of why they're so rattled and have such a case of the ass for us. They can't do anything about us. But everybody write down, just take the time, and if you got away from it, get back to it. You don't have to put your life on hold to do it, but you still have to do it. And once you've done it, you'll have a picture of holy law entirely different than anything you've had before. I guarantee you. And then, if you've read the audience, anybody here that hasn't read the last audience, okay? Then
I haven't had a chance to finish reading it, sir, but I will.
Okay. When you get through with that audience, you've got a small fly setting in that ointment that will go right over most people's heads with one small fly in the ointment. Only one. And you're going to love it. The old man clearly told me to teach those that ask. And then he gave a pretty good idea. Pretty list, you know. Spare not that all the curious discern and know that all mysteries are common fare at the teaching tables of my beloved Aquarians, and all who will become as they are. That means we've got to know what we're talking about so that the people that become our replacements in the thing become as we are, knowers, not believers, people with firepower. We have to be aware of all of these things. Spare not that all occurrence discern and know the grand essences of mind, of consciousness, of spirit, of soul, and of temple, the body, and the great creations and great destructions of them, because we can create or destroy. When you get down to that point, you'll find that I'm required to teach whatever is asked. And I guarantee you that there is a great deal of metaphysics that you need to know, that one, you have to prepare yourself before I can teach you. It's like me taking one of those same match pistols of mine and loading it and handing it to the nearest punk kid. That ain't going to happen. I'd be a fool to do that. I would also be a fool to put you in knowing danger of something you're not capable of handling. So I have to know that you know how to handle it. First part of that, so that you have a background to be able to handle it, a library if you must, is to write your copy of Holy Law. Now, as for the world situation as we're sitting in it neck deep right now, I think George Soros, even though we know he's a puppet, and the Rothschilds and the List have to be targeted without restraint. Now, what I mean by that is, let's take our invocation of prosperity. If you got a money problem of your own and you want to run it on your own, you can, but not while we're running as a group. We have to run this thing as a group for the group. Once we get that part done and you're on your own time, then you can wind it up and take care of your twin sister's ugly grandmother's cat if you want to, you know. It doesn't matter at that stage. And if you need some help or want someone in on it with you, then call whoever can help you with it and do that. We don't have any objections. We don't have any objections at all to you using any information that we give you for your own personal benefit. But when we are doing these things as a group, then I'm afraid I'm going to be a little bit more of a bastard and say, you keep it over here in the group number. Your own agenda can be somewhere else, because injecting your own agenda into what we're doing, jackasses. And that we don't need. Are there any questions?
Well, can you write down specific group goals so that we can be on the same page?
Oh, yeah. I've had a thing in the back of my mind, and now that I know where everybody's thinking is, anyhow, because these are the uppermost parts in your mind, and you're all accurate. Every one of you are right. These are things that we need to be able to do or quit doing, in the case of Dave's suggestion. These are all deadly accurate. So when I set this new agenda, I'm not going to set it, and it's not going to be up for argument then. The negotiations are tonight. When I issue the agenda, that is what we are going to do. And there's going to be some hellish situations come out of it. This false flag thing that fell out of Arizona yesterday is a prime example. But we're going to have to ride herd on Congress and the politicians, wherever they are, law enforcement and these assholes, that they just can't start running and sticking Marxists in wherever they want it, regardless. We're going to have to nail their ass and stop a great deal of that before any more false flags are permitted at all. And they're going to create a false flag every chance they get. This one just got away from them. Now they were going to do something with this jackass, but it probably would have been to shot up some civilians in that grocery store rather than shooting a politician, and he took a target of opportunity is probably what happened there. His mind is so disorganized, you can't get a read on him. If you don't think so, Kenny, you're as good as anyone to pull these things up, and I don't want him all over the what we're doing tonight. Can you pull him up for a second and get a good read on him, just how scattered he is?
Mm-hmm. He's so doped and cloudy that he feels almost dead. I'm barely getting any kind of spirit read.
Well, that's what I got. Shalom, try to pull him up and read and get a read on him, too.
I missed who you were targeting.
Jared Lee Lautner. The
shooter yesterday.
Shooter.
He's like a decompartmentalized, split personality.
Scattered all over the place.
No one part is coherently get a hold of Rubble.
That's what dope feels like.
Now they're going to do more people like that. They've got a bunch of them. Eric, you got a read on him at all?
You know what? It's funny you ask, because the read that I have on him is like a Hinckley. Like a John Hinckley.
Yep.
I'm almost identical.
As a matter of fact, that's right.
Hinckley
was the guy that shot Reagan.
Oh, Hinckley. Oh, okay.
Imagine he was probably conditioned by the same people.
May I interject?
Yep.
There's a book called Alternative 3, and it discusses a lot of the methodologies that is used to program people to deliberately do these heinous acts, and even to themselves. It's a form of mind control programming. But it went beyond, like, MK Ultra way back from Germany. The name of the book, again, is Alternative 3, and we have it available.
Similar to the Kathy O'Brien story.
Only worse.
Only worse.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Kathy O'Brien was a victim of what they talk about in Alternative 3. Any specific targets that we should take on in your mind as a priority? And let me start and go down the list the other direction. Shalom, what's your idea of who we should target first?
Well, I'm in the mode of thinking that we need to control the money first. You control the people's money, you control them. You got them by the cut here.
Okay.
So that means that we want to very specifically hit George Soros, Warren Buffett, that fuckhead Bernanke, all of the bankers, both international, which would lead us into the Rothschilds, the Bilderbergers, and the Rockefellers. And I would kind of probably defer the order of them based on Eric's findings.
Good idea. Very good idea. General Schipple, you got a comment in the middle of that?
That's what I was thinking also, sir, is money. The very tip top of the pyramid.
Okay.
And start our way down.
Yep. Start it where it begins to corrupt from the top down, right?
Yes. And the targeting the main government, all those assholes in Washington. I know we hit them. But I think we need to hit them harder or more pinpoint.
Yeah. Okay. Rosie?
Well, many times I've heard you say the only thing they understand is a body count, so that's what I would rather hit.
Well, the way we hit them, we don't have any problem with burying them, I don't think. And by God, you're right, they need that. They really do. Diane?
Food supply.
Mm-hmm. That is a critical, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, Eric?
If she took the words out of my mouth, I was going to say protect the food and water supply from Cap Jew control. And, you know, what we're seeing in the spraying overhead and the Monsanto seeds and the way that they're genetically engineering these crops to fail on standard soil unless they have patented soil to use or patented seeds to use with them, I think that that is probably more powerful than money.
Yeah, you're probably right. Good idea. Good point. Kitty, I know where you stand on all of these. Do you have a point you want to put in it anyhow?
Well, I would make my priority list, which is what I understood the question to be asking for. I like what Eric and Diane said, so I would third that, but I would work it in from the top down. We hit the Nephilim first.
Okay.
And hard, often. My next point would be to hit the bottom, the manipulated sheeple that everybody's internet calls them now. Wake up the people with the demand for the truth, and don't put anything there. So from top, bounce all the way to the top to the very bottom, back up to the next level and back down to the next. So Nephilim, people, governments, or, you know, money manipulators, government for their ability to legislate behind those manipulators. And then the energies of business and commerce, which you could include food supply. That one.
Right, we can incorporate it.
You know, food, energy. I like your idea about including the military, the national defense. Well, let's build ours and bring them home, and let's knock down everybody else's. In foreign aid, period. And we'll stop all this money crap bleeding out the aorta.
Yep.
I could go on and on. That's, you know, where I'm at, is Nephilim first, because they're manipulating everything. They're manipulating the manipulators. They're manipulating the demons who manipulate the manipulators. And they're the ones with their ass on the biggest fire right now, too. So they're getting it from the Most High, and if they're getting it from us, too, then we've got half the battle. If we can get them to back off our ass, then we can run this earth.
Yes, we can. You're right. Okay, Patrick.
Okay, we need to add two more names to our list, Oppenheimer and Howard Schmidt. Now, Howard Schmidt is the White House asshole for cybersecurity. They want to coordinate and create internet IDs for America, for Americans. And that started on January 7th. And that's what President Bastard is starting up now. So we need to stifle this.
Okay.
Oppenheimer for money, Howard Schmidt for security. Because once they start giving us all IDs, whatever we put in there, they'll be able to target us.
Yeah. And put it in for us if they want to target us, just like they did this idiot that got locked up over in Arizona. Send me an email on that to remind me of the names, will you?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Coco?
What about, I'm sure it's been said before, if we can remove all their pleasure and all their satisfaction from what they get from the media and all the other satisfaction they get from all the deviations that they do, it would deflate something of that nature, sir. I don't know.
Yeah, good point. I'll know how to put it in, honey. That is a beauty. Jesse, did you get back in yet, dear?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we thought you got clipped out a while ago.
I did. I got knocked off.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure yet. Can I think a little bit longer and you hit me back?
Yeah, sure can.
Okay, let me think a little bit longer.
Okay. Ernie?
I believe Kitty mentioned most of it, but definitely the price fixing with the control of the commerce and food,
mm-hmm.
and also the money.
Yeah, okay.
And hit the pyramid from the top on down. George Soros, no, the Nephilim actually, on the top and then start down from there.
Okay, got an endorsement on that one. Dave Jr., little Dave. Hello?
Didn't hear. Yes, sir. You know what? I think the United States government is the most corrupt government in the world. You know that?
Oh, yeah. We've known that for years.
Well, I figured it out over the past few months. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
But even though, well, I'm going back. I went back a long time ago when they murdered Marilyn. You know, the CIA murdered Marilyn.
Yep.
I knew they'd done it, you know. And I'm not no idiot, you know that? But, I'm getting into the book more. You know that?
Well, I hope so.
I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am. I'm into the book more.
All right, then we've got to attack corrupt government, which we know for sure. And
yes.
Okay, good.
Our government is corrupt.
Oh, yes, Thor.
We already know that.
Yeah, we know that. That's the whole subject throughout the AED is how corrupt it is.
Well, we're going to figure out, you know, how corrupt the government is. It's already too corrupt. You know that?
Well, we've already done that, Dave. Okay. Now, Jesse, you back, honey?
Okay, I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right.
I'll talk to you privately, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
Jesse, you ready for a moment?
Okay. So, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. And we're talking about the agenda, right, for what's coming up, what we want on there?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm a little bit different about taking things away, and I did get cut off a little bit, so I might be a little bit lost. But I think I would like to empower the black community, open their eyes, help them wake up.
Well, that's in our agenda, although we didn't specify it just for black people. When it comes to knowing the truth, they also have to accept the truth. And you're right, that's going to be a bitch in a black community, isn't it?
Very much so. Their eyes are closed. A lot of people don't see, you know, what's going on. So we got a lot of work.
Yes, we do. Roz has been on that like ugly on an ape for a while, and she's going to need a lot of help. So we'll make sure that that's part of the main agenda.
Yeah, in fact, on that, let's even maybe in a way so that we, I say hope, but maybe in how they can know. I mean, because I just got elected chair of the board for the Black Policy Foundation. We're talking about legislation changes here in the state that I live in. And the fact is that when session opens next week, there's only one person of color on the House or the Senate in my state. That doesn't represent people of color. I'm pushing on how we educate them and activate them. One thing is to open their eyes. Okay, they see it, but now what steps can they take to change? So kind of in that format, you know, waking them up and then pushing them to make changes in their life that affect all of us.
Well, that we can do. We can put it in the invocation, and we need it in there. All right. Well, this has been a very productive hour or so. Is there any particular comment that anybody wants the floor?
I have another question.
Okay.
Just for clarity, and maybe it's just me. When we're writing our own skull or notepad of holy law, I know that Shalom has posted a list on the bulletin board of the 613 holy laws.
Yeah.
I haven't glanced at it to see if it's in order from Genesis 1:1 through the end of Deuteronomy, or if it's that list that she had earlier of categorized, and they're mixed and matched by category rather than in order. Now, my question is, did you suggest that we write from Genesis 1:1 every word all the way through the end of Deuteronomy?
No, that's just copying all five books.
Yeah, that was what I understood you to say. And I thought,
no. You read through it, and when you find a law or such a thing should not be done in Israel, for instance, make a note of it where it's at so that you know what the hell they're talking about. And I think it's mentioned when Dinah went out and started whoring around with the girls and wound up shacked up with one of their brothers, Sichem, and then Levi and Simeon found out about it and raised a barrel of hell, tricked the whole city, and then killed them all. It mentions, and I don't remember in what order, but they said, shall these people deal with our sister as a harlot? And the race mixing was condemned then because such a thing should not be done in Israel. Well, it should be done in any race at all, let alone Israel, but this is an Israeli history. So, yeah, when you come up on those points, just make a good point on it. But then when you get over into Leviticus, it and Deuteronomy is literally a copy of the law in Leviticus with a little bit different connotation on it. So I don't know what order that file is in either, but we can fix that so that you will know what the hell you're looking for and know it when you find it.
Okay, well, I think a year or so ago that Shalom had figured out how the order should work. She enumerated it from Genesis 1:1 through the end of Deuteronomy, and but I don't know if it's updated, so that would be my second question. Shalom, have you put it in order somewhere that it's available for easy access, or is this part of the toil?
I think I did, but I don't know if I put it online. I know that I have the 600 book.
Dave, you're off mute. You're interrupted. Shalom, please go ahead.
I know that the list that I did was the list that was compiled by an ancient Jewish rabbi on the 613 order, and I got that list off of a Jewish website. So what I think I did is I think I took the references and I put them in the order of what they are, but I'll have to go and look.
Okay.
But no, that is going to be, I know that I had done that for myself because I wanted to get them in order too.
Yeah. That was the signal?
Not for me. We got a lot of traffic tonight. Okay.
Okay. All right. That sounds reasonable. And I would, if you do, just get it to the bulletin board and shoot everybody a note that it's there. If you have it underhand, easy. If it's not easy, shoot me a note that it's going to be a while and I'll get started on doing it my damn self. But if you've already got it done, there's no sense in everybody repeating that same work. And I would also request from everybody to you know, check the bulletin board and let's start communicating on those formats through the board. Maybe get people, you know, if we're active on it, then maybe we can stir up some activity. I know Bobby's up to 30,000 members. Most of them just read, hardly anybody comments, but there's some worthy reading on there. All the audiences are posted. It's easier than going through your emails. They're all right there. There's an opportunity to tell your own story or to comment or shoot the administration a question. I just started it lately. I'm saying that it's a lot more fun than I thought it would be. So I'm just going to throw that out there. It's also
good.
A good way to for us to yak back and forth on a lot of things. If you got 5 minutes to go look at it or a half hour to make a post, it might generate some interest since we're blasting people to demand the truth and we possess the truth. Then there's no telling how they're going to come to us. That might be one way. So if there's activity there, it might generate more activity.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well,
okay, the qualification for me to be able to go ahead and teach all this stuff so that I know you're not going to get in trouble is that you write your copy of Holy Law and let me know. And from that point on, I can open the doors. The old man put it dead between my eyes, son of fire, son of fire. Teach my true and righteous proven knowers of my great testimony what they request of you. Know that all other eyes of the Nephilim, demons, and government socialists will see, and all other ears of the Nephilim, demons, and government socialists will hear. And it shall be an eternally fatal testimony against them. Woe that cannot be measured by any other than me shall be the reward of Nephilim, demons, and government socialists, and all whomsoever not of my testimony that shall attempt your instruction. So we have security on it, okay? For those that are great truths and knowledges reserved for the true and righteous, and the swine shall neither possess nor enjoy them. But before I can teach you some of that stuff, I have got to have you cognizant of what in the hell it is we're doing, where we're going with it. And the only way you're going to know that, and the only way you're going to be able to stay together as a unit once I'm out of here, is by all of you knowing what is in holy law. And the only way you're going to do that is just like the Most High requires in it, that everyone write their own copy. Simple as that. Okay, if that's it, unless someone knows how to throw an airborne rotten watermelon into the White House or something. Why waste a perfectly good rotten watermelon on the White House, right?
Yes, sir, I'd like to say two things. Or ask you one question. Did you say write down the first five books?
No. I said write your copy of Holy Law. It's in the first five books. Right, but it's in the first five books, and you'll know the law when you see it, because it starts telling you this shouldn't be done, that should be done, or you do this exactly this way. That's what you've got to write down. And by the time you're through, you'll know which parts of the law apply only to the Levite priests, which apply to all Israel, which apply to the farmers, etc. And you got to know that if you're going to survive. We've had comments half of the night about the food and water. Okay, what's wrong with the food? Well, it's poisoned. Why? Because the ground's poisoned, the water's poisoned, everything they put on it is poisoned. But in Holy Law, it tells you how not to do that. So you have to know what in the hell you're arguing about when you come up against one of these guys that wants to sell chemical fertilizer all over the goddamn landscape with a hooked nose the size of a broadside sail. You've got to know what in the hell you're talking about. That's why you write Holy Law. And once you have that, then you'll be able to handle them mentally, legally, and spiritually. You'll know what the hell you're doing spiritually.
I want to go back through it again. Read them all again. My other point I'd like to make is maybe we should all send you the top 10 priorities of our thoughts.
That wouldn't hurt. I'd like to have them.
General, I have one more question.
Yes.
How the hell do we get that bastard out of the White House? I mean, we have been doing so much. We do have him a little crazy, a little stupid, but how do we actually get him out of there?
Well, that's a good question. I've looked all over the place, and I can't find the commode handle to just flush it.
But, you know, it's the same. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but the one thing we cannot permit under any conditions, we cannot permit government or any psychopath acting on his own, with or without a cab driver, to harm so much as one hair on that son of a bitch's ass. Now, we cannot permit that. And we can't permit anybody to even suggest such horseshit against him or any of the others. But that doesn't mean that we can't rain hell itself down on him. He's not immune. He just means that he's protected in that particular realm. Because if we let some psychopath do that, they'll pass two-thirds of the Marxist Manifesto in the next hour in Congress. And we can't have that.
No.
The truth is going to take him out.
Huh?
The truth is
going to
take him out.
The truth will take him out. You're right about that. It'll take him out a little slower than I would like. But I think that this false flag that they were setting up was to get away from the fact that there are a bunch of Republicans in Congress right now, especially the House, that are talking about where is that birth certificate. They're going to blackmail the son of a bitch if he refuses to sign the rescind order or does undue punishment, whatever, over in the Senate to prevent it from being passed in the Senate once the House repeals it. They're going to blackmail him. The House is going to demand a birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
That's the blackmail part. Legal, but blackmail, nevertheless.
The other thing I wanted to say is that we have been trying for so long to turn black folks around.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe if we keep hammering on the socialism, the communism, because black people, even though they don't trust white people, and that's a fact, they do lend an ear. So maybe working it that way will get the black folks to turn themselves around.
Hopefully.
I don't know, because it's so deep. It's very, very deep of what each grandmother had told the next generation.
Well, that's true, but... just as Jesse put it earlier, and Kitty already had touched on it, if we make them know the truth, or more accept anything but the truth, the next link for the black people is to also make them accept the truth.
Yes.
And right there, I think, is the key to the whole rescue of Kush.
Okay, well, let's change that wording in the invocation. Instead of to hear the truth, to know the truth, let's put in there, accept the truth.
Well, first you got to know what it is. So let's make an addition rather than an exception in it. And I think Kitty can put that together since she come up with it anyway.
Very fast.
Already demand and receive the truth. If we just need to change receive to accept, then, you know, if that's the matter of semantics, it's the burr on everybody. I'm fine with changing it from receive to accept, because it says demand and receive right now.
Yes, that receiving means getting. If we accept it, once we receive, we accept it.
Yeah, I would.
You could change it.
I would do, I'd make it a triple header. You demand it, you receive it, then you accept it.
Yes.
Agreed.
Yes.
Then act on it.
Yeah, put a triple header on it. That eliminates all slippage.
Yes, I like that.
I
want to
say,
Rosie,
before they start to act, we must have the direction for that action down first.
Yes.
Let's get them to demand it, receive it, accept it, and then before they act, they're going to act like what we tell them.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
We'll have to get that in.
Like
yeah.
That.
Yes.
I like that.
Okay. Is that it, my children?
No. One more thing. Do we have? What is our next step after this meeting? In other words, what would you like us to do after this meeting?
Well, follow General Schipple's advice, and send me say your top five, your top ten, how many priorities you've got, so that I can sort them, put them together. Get them collated and put them into the agenda that we have here. And this number, 1, 2, 3, 4, that doesn't mean that's the order of the things. That's just so I can keep track of them.
Understood. Okay. Anything
else? Now, are these the priorities according to this red flag?
Right.
Thing, or just in general?
Well, pretty much across the board, but because of the red flag, that we got out of Arizona, it would be out of our goddamn mind if we dismissed it.
Mm-hmm.
And the occurrence around here are a lot of things, but totally stupid is not one of them.
Yeah. Sir?
Yes.
Yeah. This is Little Dave. Can we all get together and put down the so-called president? Can we curse him?
Oh, we will, yes.
I've been trying to, but I need a lot of more people behind me to help me do it. You know that?
Well, you have to have it put together in the right way and know how to do it, and that's where you're lacking. You just need more training. You'll get it as it goes. Not the end of the world. Because we have our curses that we do too. Our testimonies can sometimes be the worst thing that they've ever been in on. But I
keep on trying to curse him, though.
Well, a lot of people do, but they don't know what in the hell they're doing. That's why it isn't working. Don't worry. We know how to make it work.
You know.
We know how to make it work. And yes, we will do that. Okay, anybody else?
So, all right.
Anything else? Okay, with that then, my children, good session. We allowed for more time than we needed, but that's fine. If you will quietly blink out now, one at a time, I will catch all the others.
hold on. Can I also make a request that whenever someone beeps out, would you wait for the next person who beeps out, wait until you hear the beep before you announce it?
Okay, you're saying beep out one at a time.
Yeah, beep out one at a time, and then we'll hear the beep out, and then the next person
beeps out. I'll buy them up. Order.
Okay, beep out as I call your name, and that'll help. Ernie?
Beeping out.
Dave 1 and 2?
I'm out.
Beautiful. Jesse? Coco?
I'm out.
Patrick?
I'm out.
Kitty?
Bark, bark, out.
Eric?
Night.
Rosie?
I'm out.
Okay, Shiloh, you and Diane are next.
Okay, we're out.